Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, Mr. No Intros Needed, but you're getting one anyways. The new primetime player, the king of comedy, Dakota. Sherry's here somewhere too, guys.
I am definitely here. Hi, everyone. It's Sherry Cliff, and I'm so excited to be here with Dakota tonight.
Oh, I know. We got such a great episode for you guys. Tonight we have, let's see here. We got some guests. We got some jokes. We got the sexiest man alive, me. And we're an hour now, guys. What? An hour? No way. That was my surprise. Did it sound very surprising?
Yeah, it did, actually.
Good. I was practicing that in front of the mirror all day today. I was like, surprising voice. Oh, my God, an hour?
Oh, my God. No, this is so exciting. I'm very pleased to know that we can do an hour now because we never seem to have enough time. We always run out of time.
Right. And now we won't because we can do an hour or more. That's right. I said or more. I'm just doing an hour a night, but I said or more in the sentence before that. So remember that. An hour or more, you know, more being the key word in there.
Right.
So if this works out right, we'll do an hour or more sometime.
Cool.
All right, well.
I think we could do it. We really get on some really hot topics sometimes, and
right.
I know we can take it. So,
Kelly, do you know what tonight is, right? Or you know what this episode is, right?
This is, drum roll, please, our 50th episode.
OMG, 50 episodes. I remember when we did one episode.
Yeah, which, very first one. How awkward, right?
Right. Well, between all the shows you've done, this is like, what, your 15th time doing a 50th episode?
Yeah, something like that. But it's always different for every show. So I'm very excited to know this is the 50th show for Roast in the Royal Dutch Cliff and the Dakota Show all crammed together. This is our 50th show.
Right. I'm not going to lie. I kind of forgot about the Clip Show a little bit because we haven't done one in a couple months. But whenever, we'll just throw it in there too.
Yeah. I mean, it's okay. We've done 33 of those shows too. So it's not like we've done a lot, believe it or not. I mean, we might not advertise it as Roast and Roll, but, you know, we kind of run them all together, which is okay. It's you and I. It's the same thing. We try to do each show a little bit different, that's all. But it's still you and I, and 50 shows, here we go. Woo-hoo!
Right, so we've been doing this since September, I believe. And, yeah, hell yeah. So, in a few more months, guys, it'll be a year, too. Oh, my goodness, we're going to have to celebrate that one.
And you know what, Dakota, I really want to say, you know, we've had some hard times. We're not always able to do our show, and it's either a problem with me, a problem on your end, you know, whether, you know, we stuck through it. And
fucking tornadoes.
Yeah, and sicknesses and everything else we've been through. You know, it's really important for me to say thank you for being so honest and caring and understanding because I have a very busy life on my end of things, as you know. And you have a job that you're really involved in, and sometimes we don't feel like doing a show, but we always pull through, and we always make magnificent shows. And I just want to say, from one co-host to another, thank you for being such a wonderful co-host. I truly appreciate you and all that you've done to make these shows great and wonderful.
Well, all I got to say is I appreciate me, too. I know I'm doing an awesome job. I'll keep it up. It's okay. I will say you're doing okay. Not as good as me, but you're okay. It's all right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, no, I'm just doing as good as you.
Well, all joking aside, thank you for being my co-host. And like I said, I think I've said it before. If not, I said it on one of the other shows I've been on before. I owe a lot to you and somebody else I won't mention because you guys don't really do a show anymore, but you guys are the ones that got me started in this. So.
Well, I got you started with this stuff.
There you
I
go.
I need to take all the credit for that. Because that was all me. I invited you on as a guest, and, you know, I have to take all the credit for that.
And that was, honestly, that was about a year ago, sometime around this week. Or,
really?
Because it was a year ago about, it was, a year ago this month sometime that you had me come on your show.
Well,
and then,
you know, when Dakota, when I first met you, you know, and you said you're a stand-up comedian, it drew my interest to the fact, like, you were so excited to be on the show, you're willing to be on the show, and give it all you got, you know, talk about yourself as much as you did. And it really turned out to be a great show. We learned a lot about you, and I was just so excited to be able to start a show with you. Like, it's actually, you know, a dream come true, as you know, because I was trying to get you to do a show for a real long time,
Yes.
And you're like, I don't know, yeah, we'll do a show. And then, you know, we ran into situations with life issues and wasn't able to do it. But it all turned out, and here we are.
Yeah, see, actually something bad happened, and then it led into me being able to do the show. What happened was the place I was working at shut down, so I had a lot more free time.
Yeah.
So it led into us doing the show, and here we are, 50 episodes later.
So cool.
So,
how do you feel now that you've done so many shows? Are you impressed by you've been able to do so many? Or?
Honestly, I still get butterflies before every show. So, I remember the first show when I went on your show for the first time. Oh my God, I was like nervous as hell, really, really freaking nervous. I was probably like, I'm nervous. I'm gonna say like 50 times. But, you know, I've tried to get over that. But I still get butterflies before every show. But I think that's just normal for anyone. So.
That's so cool. You were nervous to come on my show?
Well, yeah, it was my first time being live on air like that. I was like,
That's cool.
But I think
by
the time we started our show, I've done at that point, what, two or three different shows that you had me come on, so I was kind of getting over the nerves a little bit, but I still get butterflies before every show. Like today before this one, I was sitting there like, all right, we got an hour, it's our first hour show, I'm really nervous now, and I was talking myself up, and I was like, I can do it, but here I am, I'm doing it, we're good. I'm a professional now. I think once you hit 50, you become a professional. I'm a pro.
Right.
So, about a week ago, I asked anybody if they want to write in and congratulate us on our 50th episode, and I got a couple celebrities that wrote us. Well, one celebrity, one is a crazy dictator, but whatever. So let me get to the letters that they wrote into us. So, dear Roasting the World, this is Taylor Swift. I just want to say congratulations to the sexiest king of all time. And the other chick that he co-hosts the show with, I guess that's you, I'm not really sure. I love you, Dakota. I will marry you someday. Yeah, see, me and her agree on some stuff. I love you too, Tay-Tay, baby. And, yes, you can be my future ex-wife someday.
Nice.
Well,
that was
and,
I'm not the chick you do a show with.
Hey, take it up for Taylor Swift, man. She might write a song about you or something. I don't know. And then the next one is, in the world, it's me, Putin. Congratulations, Sherry, on your 50th episode. Dakota, the war you started is still on. Well, shit. Well, all I got to say about that is hashtag Putin for Putin still. So, fuck you, Putin. Yeah, I said it. Putin. If you're going to blow something up, do not blow me up. But whatever. Fuck you, Putin. But it's been a crazy journey. I mean, we started with a few thousand listeners, and now we got Turkey, India, and Denmark listening to us, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, I saw that we were able to pick up Denmark. That's really cool. Thank you, Denmark.
I think that's crazy. Right, that's freaking crazy we got Denmark. I mean, what the hell? I didn't even know they were like... I wonder how they ended up listening to our show over there. They're just like scrolling through some shit and they're like, roasting the world, let's listen to that. Or they see my picture. That's what it was. They saw a picture of me and they're like, that guy's sexy. We're listening to his show. I figured it out. That's exactly what it was.
Of course. Of course that's what it was.
Well, you know, we're celebrating our 50th tonight. Some shows, they don't make it past a few episodes. So, you know, I figured, hey, I was going to look up a few shows that didn't make it past a few episodes. And a couple of these shows I've never heard of. I don't know if you have or not, but... So, the first show is Anchor Woman. It came out in 2007. And it only made it 2 episodes. Have you ever heard of that one? Because I haven't.
No, I haven't.
Me either. And then another one's called The Beautiful Life. I've also never heard of it. It came out in 2009. And it also only made it 2 episodes.
Oh, wow.
You've never heard of that one either?
No. No.
Now, the next one I've heard of, I didn't watch it, but I remember when they were showing commercials and it coming out and everything. It was called Ironside, and it came out in 2013, and it's a remake of an old show, but from way back in the day. And let's see here. Oh, they did a little bit better. They made it a whopping 3 episodes.
That's it.
So we're already better than all of them shows put together. That's right. Roast in the world.
I did a little homework of my own, you know.
There's
a lot out there to have had thousands of episodes. I'm talking thousands. And one of the ones that we all know is Sesame Street, and they actually had 50. Yeah, this is right. Ready? 50 seasons.
Oh, wow.
That's correct. So if we can get up to 50 seasons, I don't know if I'd be that long, but... But they had, get a load of this, Sesame Street has got into 4,514 episodes.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So they've been on for... When did they debut? Back in like the 70s or?
They started broadcasting in November 10th, 1969.
I was close.
And guess what? They're currently still in production. It's 50 seasons as of this year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I haven't watched Sesame Street since I was probably like 4 or 5, so. Is Big Bird still on there?
I have no idea. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Or they replaced him by now. They probably replaced him by now with somebody else.
Yeah.
Let's see. What about, you ever heard of the show Gunsmoke? They were on for 20 years, and they started back in 1955 and ended in 75. And I couldn't find out exactly how many episodes they did. I mean, I probably could have did a little bit more research on them, but, you know, I'm lazy, so it didn't tell me when I did the whole thing. But, yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And then, let's see. Oh, here's one. My Three Sons. I remember watching it on TV Land when I was little. I know it's an older show. But it ran from 1960 to 1972, doing 20 episodes a season. So they've done a lot of episodes.
Interesting.
So when are we getting a spinoff? One of us gets a spinoff of this show, you know, like Roasting the World Point 2.
Right. That'd be next year. It'd be Point 2.
And then, like, our last episode can be The Final Roast.
The final
Roasting the World, the final frontier.
The final frontier.
the final roast here. Ooh, and then like 30 years from now, they can remake it and be like roasting the world in space. Dum dum dum.
And we'd be up on the Space Center. That'd be so cool, right? Right. Yeah, there we go. That's a dream. A total out of this world dream, right?
I mean,
no pun intended.
I want to be a stoned astronaut. Be Buzz Lightyear.
Cute.
You know how long it took me to write that? Like 30 seconds.
You're right. Well, see, that's just funny. Talking about funny, our 50th episode just happened to land on Donald Duck Day. Happy Donald Duck Day to everyone.
Yeah, I planned that, by the way. I knew it was Donald Duck Day, and I was like, yeah, we're doing the 50th episode of Donald Duck Day. Even though I was going to do it last night and the tornado storm and all that bullshit kind of fucked it up. But I planned it to be tonight on Donald Duck Day.
I know, we were going to do our 50th episode last night, but due to the storm, we can't do that during a storm. That's not good.
Well, my service sucks half the time anyways, so yeah. And my service sucks half the time where I'm at anyways, so when the storm was hitting, it was just like... Why risk it, you know? So, but hey, everything is good tonight. It's just now getting dark out. The weather's clear. It's kind of weird doing the show this early, guys. It's only 8:46 my time, so that's awesome.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, we've always wanted more time, you know, and we really do deserve it. I think there's a lot of topics we're going to be getting into over the next, you know, few weeks that definitely we're going to need more time to discuss. And it's going to be a whole lot of fun. I mean, I'm really quite excited about this.
Oh, so am I. So am I. I cannot wait to do our 51st episode. It's going to be awesome. Uh-huh. It's going to come on Mickey Mouse Day. I'm not sure when that is, but, you know. And then got it planned out.
Mickey Mouse Day?
Yeah, we're just going to start doing Disney episodes. So, you know, like our 52nd episode would be like Minnie Mouse Day, Goofy Day. I mean, I got it all planned out through the month, but we're good. It'll be all right.
Well, there is a day for Mickey Mouse. Did you know that? It's actually November 18th.
November 18th? You said it was November 18th?
Correct. That's
awesome.
Day for Mickey
Mouse.
Yeah.
Well, I'm celebrating the hell out of that day then.
Yeah. How do you celebrate Mickey Mouse Day? I mean, what are you going to do? I want to know.
We'll see. The way everything is now, probably can't go to Disney World, so I can mark that off the list. I got it. I turned on the Disney Channel. I turned the volume down because all the shows suck. And I pretend like I'm watching it. Unless they play Boy Meets World. If they play Boy Meets World, then I'll actually turn the volume up and watch it. But besides that, I'll just pretend.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Oh, my God. This is usually the part of the show where I'm like, we got, like, 10 minutes left, guys. What are we going to do? Oh, my God. But it's still crazy how time... Even when we got an hour, time still flies by. What's going on with that shit? Time, slow down a little bit. We got a show we're doing.
Right. It's just... I don't know. We just got to deal with now we have more time. It's just very exciting. We can talk way more about stuff. We don't have to talk fast either. Did you notice our other shows? Like, we started trying to cram in more information, but we started talking faster. Like,
I'm
going to
start talking like this the entire time. Period.
Oh my God. You make me think of the sloth on Zootopia.
I know what you're talking about, but I've never seen the movie.
Oh, okay. You gotta see the movie. It's so funny.
So you got granddaughters, so you watched all those cartoons. Me, I'm 31 almost. I don't watch cartoons anymore.
That's my excuse, I have granddaughters.
I take that back. I watched the Harley Quinn cartoon thing that comes on. That's pretty good because it's like more for adults anyways because there's a lot of cussing and shit in it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Can I say shit on primetime?
Yeah, as long as you made it explicit.
So what if I say fuck, shit, damn, hell?
Just be careful. You might have listeners. You never know.
Well, fuck. Let's do a disclaimer real quick. Disclaimer, kids, don't repeat the language Dakota says. There you go. Is that going to be our new intro? Instead of, yo, it's Roast in the World, yo, this is a disclaimer. Do not repeat the shit Dakota says.
That's right. And I will have my own disclaimer, too, you know, to protect myself or whatever you say. So. His points of views do not necessarily mean that I have the same points of views as well. So.
Ooh, I want one of those disclaimers, too. Dakota does not have the same point of views as Sherry. There you go. I like that one. I'm still on that. That's my disclaimer.
Well, we
something. Dakota hates mayonnaise. Yeah. That's not a disclaimer. That's a fact. But, you know, I'm just going to throw it out there.
The views expressed by Dakota. Just listen at your own risk.
Dakota will refer to himself as a third person throughout the show. Because he can.
Yeah. Why do you do that,
I just started doing that this morning. And just randomly just make myself the third person and be like, Dakota's liking this episode. Yo, it's Roast in the World with your greatest host of all time, Dakota.
All right.
Says Dakota. There you go. Well, oh
have
my goodness.
Have you ever been to Dakota?
Have I ever been to Dakota? No, what? No, I've never been to none of the Dakotas. I touched South Dakota one time. I've touched South Dakota a few times.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you got that, but okay.
Yeah, I realize that. I'm
sorry. Oh, hold on. Disclaimer, Dakota will make sex jokes.
Beware. Caution. Beware.
Oh, goodness.
So, the other thing on our list is also, it is National Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day. I don't know if you've ever had strawberry rhubarb pie. It's a good question to ask you.
Sounds good. I don't know if I've ever had it or not, honestly. I don't remember ever having it.
Yeah, have you ever had rhubarb?
I'm not even sure what that is. So maybe?
Rhubarb is like, it's a plant that like kind of grows like celery.
All right, let me cut you off there. Does it look like I eat plants?
Yes.
I'm a man. I'm a real man. I'm a real guy. I eat meat. I don't eat plants.
Okay.
Sorry. Rhubarb pie or whatever, man. Make it a beef pie. I'll eat it.
Okay. With bacon.
Ooh, a bacon pie. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Bacon pie.
Bacon.
Oh, okay, this would be the normal part of the show where I'm like, okay, guys, we got 6 minutes left, so we're going to have to wrap it up a little bit. So everybody wash your hands and stay safe and have a good night and tune in next week. Yeah, I think I even sound like that too, so it's cool.
There you go. Wow.
Huh. It's kind of weird having an hour now. It's kind of weird having a whole hour now. I mean, the first 30 minutes has already gone by pretty quick.
Yeah. Do we have guests coming on tonight? Just wondering.
We do. And they're going to be calling in just a few. They've been on the show before. I think they were our first guest, honestly. And it's only fitting that they're on tonight for our 50th. So that's pretty cool.
Very
and they're
and
from
American
Ghost. Huh?
You can announce who they are.
Oh, yeah, I am when they call in. I'm not going to just be like, yo, I'm going to announce them now and then just have them jump on right here.
No, just to advertise them a little, give them a little bit of
advertising. Oh, yeah, I got you. Hold on. Let me do my advertising voice. All right, tonight's guest, they are from America Ghost Hunters Explorations, and they just called in right now, so that's pretty cool. I think they knew we were talking about them. You want me to go ahead and bring them on, or you want me to go ahead and just bring them on?
Well, give them an introduction and then bring them on. There you go.
Give them an intro, then bring them on. All right, let's see here. Let me hit this little button so they can hear us. All right, let me give them an intro and then we'll bring them on. All right.
Okay, sounds good.
They are friends of the show. They were our first guest ever, so it's only fitting that they come back for our 50th episode. They're from America Ghost Hunters Explorations, Sandra and Russ Wells. You guys hear us?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, guys.
What is going on, guys? Thank you guys for coming on tonight.
Yeah, you're welcome. Doing anything, it's watching it rain, so.
Yeah, that was my last night. It was raining and tornado warnings everywhere.
Yeah. Can you guys hear us okay?
Yeah, we can hear you guys perfect.
Yes.
Awesome.
So what's up?
How you guys been?
I was about to say, let's catch up a little bit. How you guys been? Thank you for beating me to the question, Sherry.
it's okay. Well, with everything going on in the world, we've been doing okay.
Yeah. I mean, with all the different scenarios that are flying around now and how things are, we just got to remember we're all the same people. Nobody's no different. I don't hate nobody. I got a lot of good black friends. I got a lot of good Mexican friends. I got a lot of good white friends. I don't even think of them that way. They're all my friends. So
there you go.
I just want everybody to ease out and have a great time.
Let's get back to where we were.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Back to
better before all this stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, I agree with that one. I mean, I grew up in Arizona where it was a mix of different races everywhere, and
yeah.
I think there's all a bunch of stupidity going on right now.
Yeah, just a whole lot. And I can tell you, when all this stuff was going on in the 1960s, when there was a lot of rioting, a lot of killings, a lot of it was race wars, everything. It was awful. But it isn't as bad as it is today, believe me.
I would have to take you guys' words on that. I wasn't around then, so.
We were real young.
I don't want to really step on the age issue right now because
hey, I will be 31 in August, all right?
Wow.
You know that I was driving before you were born.
Wow.
We had already been married about 9 or 10 years when you were born.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hey, I saw the last part of the 80s, all right? I was there for a few months.
Yeah. You know what? And that the thing is that we were starting our paranormal journey in 1980.
Yeah,
80.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So now you know
how old we are.
Right. So speaking of that, you guys are working on a book or called 40 Years Journey, or am I not getting that wrong?
It's called The Paranormal, Our 40-Year Journey, basically.
dang. So you guys already have it written, or are you guys still working on it?
Oh, no, no, no. No, I started it. I just haven't finished it yet.
Okay.
Still got about
reality check
several.
On how many books this woman has in the fire. Yeah. I couldn't tell you. Four that I know of that are all good books, and she gets to a point and she'll go, wait a minute, I got to write something else.
Yeah.
And she'll spend time on this one, spend time on that one, and then do her studies, which she's been doing really good. All since we spoke, we both have quit smoking.
Yes.
Yay!
Awesome,
I'm
man,
over
awesome.
30 days now. She's over a week now. 2 weeks.
Almost 2 weeks.
Yeah, almost 2 weeks. Didn't have much choice. One of those, like I said, we had some really weird things going on. This COVID stuff, and as soon as it looked like we're okay, everything's fine. Out of the blue, I have what they call a widow maker in my chest, and had to go into the hospital. Almost died. Had a stent put in. I'm doing much better now. You know, it has been a crazy damn ride.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad you're doing a lot better, man.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I have to keep my thumb on him to behave himself, but he's okay.
I want to report it now in case there's any confusion. If anybody hears that I'm beat to death, she did.
It would be me that.
Well, you heard it here,
you
guys. If
right
he's ever beat to death, you know what happens.
That's right. That's right. If you see it on the TV, do go. I know what happened.
No.
I'm just kidding. She's taking wonderful care of me.
Trying to.
And then so Sandra, you're getting your a degree in, I don't know if I can pronounce this word right. I'm gonna try to pronounce this word right. Metaphysical science. Was I close?
Yeah, it's metaphysical sciences. Yeah.
That's the word I said. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Please explain to our listeners and me on what the hell that is.
Okay, you've heard of doing tarot readings and psychic skills and Reiki and all that stuff.
Yes, ma'am.
Anything that has to do with spiritual progression and all that.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm getting my bachelor's, and then my master's, and then my doctorate. I will be a doctor of metaphysical sciences, basically.
No. Nice.
That's great.
That is what's up.
Yep.
And then I will be Mr. Sandra Wells, or Mr. Dr. Sandra Wells, because she'll have a doctorate.
Actually, you know, it's,
I'm moving up.
It's a real accredited university.
It is,
going to.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
That is what's up. And then you guys are still doing your podcast, or?
Yeah, we do them on, we're just kind of doing kind of just our page kind of stuff like we always do.
Yeah, we haven't really got back into
we're calling it Paranormal Generations, which there's a lot involved in that, and there's a reason why we're doing it, because of our age, for one.
Yeah.
Trying to help people that have just gotten into it or recently gotten into it, you know, maybe give them some ideas of what to do or what not to do, you know.
The last two months have been just kind of in hold pattern because I've had all these medical issues, which, thank God, I'm coming back from. But, you know, all that stuff gets in the way, you know. And man, you talking about somebody that's dedicated. This woman here, the hours that she was awake waiting on me in the hospital and all these things.
Yeah, because I couldn't be in the hospital with him because he was that COVID thing.
Dan Norvell said that she should get a medal, you know. He's always saying that. And he's quite right. She should get a medal. Greatest wife in the universe, I believe. She saved me. I was having this heart attack. Didn't even know I was having a heart attack. Had no clue. was laying on the bed, almost about ready to go, and she starts rubbing my back. And she relieved it just enough that it calmed everything down, and they were able to get me to the hospital, find out what the hell was wrong, and get me in the surgery before I was hit with another one.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, but we're getting back. We're going to be back on our podcast and doing our traveling and stuff real soon. I said we're in recovery mode right now, so.
So before you had the heart attack, since last time we talked to you, did you guys have any unique cases or anything that happened up that way?
No, usually what we do, we've got this channel that we're trying to develop. It's called Is It Haunted on YouTube.
Okay.
Excuse me. And what it is we just go to random places. Because, you know, people have been saying for years, oh, yeah, everywhere is haunted. Well, you know, yeah, we kind of believe that, but we want to prove it. So what we're doing is going to these random places that we have no clue about or has no history of any haunted claims or anything like that, and we're just going there and seeing if it's haunted.
Yep.
That's what's up. Hey, I'm still waiting for you guys to come down my way so I can go with you guys on our case. That'd be awesome.
Okay. You're in Tennessee, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you see any real estate, any cheap houses, anything that way,
let us know,
please, because we're trying to find a new place to live.
Besides the weather being crazy at times, it's not a bad place.
Yeah.
The
weather gets a little bipolar.
I think we discussed it earlier. My side of the family originally is from Tennessee, so it's coming home to me.
I mean, we've lived in the South, so we know about the tornado, hurricane stuff.
No biggie deal there.
Yeah.
But yeah, last time a big tornado came through, it came through the town I live in, and it literally, I guess it missed my neighborhood, but it like took out a couple of houses in the next neighborhood over and stuff like that.
That sucks. Hope nobody got hurt.
I think
a few people will pass from it, but I think that was it. I know a guy now the reason I know this story is because I work at a nursing home, and one of the lady's husband saved her during the tornado, and that's how he ended up passing, and then she got injured real bad, and they brought her up to the nursing home rehabilitation center part of it.
Wow, that's all. Yeah, you can really, we've experienced them, as you guys have. You can tell people about tornadoes and what they're like, but until you've actually experienced it and gone through it, there's just no way to accurately describe what it's like.
Yeah, it's pretty freaky.
Yeah.
I've been through it.
I've been through quite a few of them in Florida, so, yeah.
Well, I was born right there in southern Illinois, so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
See, that was one thing I didn't have to worry about in Arizona. Out there, you just worry about getting dehydrated from the heat or a dust storm every now and then.
they don't have too many out there.
Oh, I'm wanting to go back and live in southern Illinois, but it's hard to do it long distance. I mean, unless you know somebody that's a real estate agent or something, you know.
Right.
To go and look and know where to look, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I don't know the towns and stuff there anymore, so.
And I'm such a sucker that as soon as I pull into a town that looks good, I'm like, hell, this will work.
Yeah.
Where are we?
Right. I'm the same way with that. Hey, there's a McDonald's over there. I'm good.
Yeah, we're good right here.
Yeah. No, because we don't eat McDonald's.
Well, they got a McDonald's and a Dollar Tree. I'm good.
Dollar Tree, yeah.
I got one of those here, too. The town I live in is a little truck stop town, so it's literally like a truck stop town between Jackson and Paris, more or less. And there's a Burger King, a McDonald's, a Wendy's, a Taco Bell, a bunch of gas stations, like seven or eight gas stations. I think there's we have a Sonic. There's a couple little restaurants and a Walmart, and then there's a Dollar Tree and a Dollar General, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much the whole town.
You guys are high tech. Well, up here where we live, we got one gas station, two stores, two convenience stores, one grocery store.
And oh, wow.
And a bar.
And a hotel.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. For a good 20 miles.
Yeah.
See, there is a liquor store here, too. We don't have any bars in this town, but there's some in surrounding towns. And I guess on Sundays, it becomes a dry, what they call a dry town or whatever it is. So you can't get the alcohol and stuff.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So, the book that we're writing, I wanted to let you guys know this before, you know, we have to get off or anything, but the book we're writing is going to kind of start from the beginning of how we got into it. It'll talk about people that we know in the paranormal that we respect, which I have to contact them so that it's okay to mention their name, you know, kind of thing. And then it's going to have different investigations that we've done, the results of those investigations, any of the weird stuff that we've experienced, which is a lot over the years, you know, things that some people may have never experienced, and so they probably won't believe us, but it's all true. Every bit of it.
Crazy stuff too.
Well, I can't wait for you guys' book to come out, because I get a copy, right? You guys are sending me a copy? Just saying. You know, I'm your favorite podcast host ever,
yes.
But you know.
Yes, I'll send one. But you gotta promise that you'll like get the word out and advertise it.
You got it.
Yeah. It'll be coming out in October. Around now.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's a good time to release a paranormal book.
Time to come out, right?
Right.
So, is Sherry there with you? I thought I heard her.
I was just listening because you guys are, it's so interesting to hear when to sort of interviews, because you two are really relate to each other as far as where you guys came from. I'm kind of sitting up here in Massachusetts, like the western part of Massachusetts, and there's a lot that happens out here too. And you know, if you guys were ever to come out this way, please let me know. It's tons of rich history and many haunted places out here where I am. It'd be so much fun. And we'd have to have the corner come up. That's where we're all together and can have fun out this way.
I mean, like, we're really into the history and stuff of, you know, what happened when the country was first being developed. And
now you're talking Massachusetts.
Yeah,
oh,
I would love to come there.
I've never been there. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you got Revolutionary War sites. I mean, come on.
You have to go to a cemetery for sure.
But, of course, now, I grew up in Florida. We had pirate sites.
And Civil War.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool, too. But, man, we got another friend that lives up in Connecticut.
She lives in Maine.
Maine. God.
I can't think of the name where she lives.
No, what's her name?
Leanne,
I'm sorry. God, she's going to kill me. Well, not really.
He's terrible with names.
There's so many. There's hundreds of places up here. A lot of what people talk about with, like, the Salem witch trials.
Oh, yeah.
The Salem jail, the Salem hospital, State College. There's so much that people come up here to see, and they give a lot of tours a lot of the time. They'll give private tours in and out of tons of places. And even in my side of the state, I'm more towards New York. So I'm right where a lot of battle did happen. I'm not sure, you know, what to talk about, but of course we have a lot of writers who have haunted houses that are in my neck of the woods. Lizzie Borden. We have a railroad tunnel that was built in the 1800s. They call the Bloody Pit. Oh yeah. It's great. And I've done a few paranormal investigating with some friends of mine, and we took pictures, and you know, there's some stuff we found in there. Someday I'd love to be able to share those with you and see what you get out of it.
there's a big difference between what a lot of people believe and what we believe, because we're just kind of one of those people that have been in the trenches so long that some people just aren't really, how do I say it? I'm not saying that they're not telling the truth, but they expand on things a little bit to make it more scary. And
right.
I think a lot of times you're going to run into problems with folks because they haven't never experienced anything. So they're still out there hoping to have something happen to them. Whereas we don't need the proof anymore. We've
right.
seen it so many times that we're beyond what other teams need. We want to help people, but we don't. The evidence gathering for us is not as crucial as helping.
Yeah.
Because
right.
evidence can be flawed. Evidence can be wrong. You know.
Right.
Just facts. But there again,
right.
evidence can be the key.
Yeah.
So it's a rocky boat.
It is a rocky boat.
Right. I can imagine that.
You know, guys, I would love to have both of you come on. Or at least one of you come on at a time on our Pair of Generations broadcast, and we could talk as long as we want.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
I'm definitely down for that.
Definitely.
Okay, well, we're gonna have one coming up next Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys could pull that off, see, because like I said, our first show, you know, with you guys and all this stuff. Well, our first show back should have you included as well.
Well, no, because the first one we're going to be doing, just introducing what we're going to be doing, basically. And then the second one, we'll have somebody come on with us. It'll probably be, you know, it's either one of you guys that want to come on, don't matter. It'll be on a Saturday at around 6 o'clock our time, which would be 8 o'clock your time.
Yeah, yeah. We'd be proud to have you.
Yeah, I'm have your people call my people. I'm definitely in.
Well, you're talking to my people.
Yeah, I am the people.
Well, damn, I don't even have people. I just wanted to sound cool, right?
Here's the problem, guys. If I give out too much information, all of a sudden I'm going to have the damn paparazzi outside taking pictures, people wanting autographs. It's hell, okay? It's a living hell. I ain't doing it, all right?
I feel you on that one, man. That's my day every day. I walk through the nursing home. I got all these old people coming up to me. Hey, can I get your autograph? I have to push your wheelchairs away. It's just crazy.
I know.
I'm mugging you.
Hey,
aren't you that?
Oh, God. Don't
get it right.
Like that.
No, I'm talking about me. They do that to me. They, you know, I put my daggum glasses on the guard. Aren't you that? Is that who? Bagans? I say no. Unfortunately, I am Frodo.
Yeah.
Baggins.
Yeah. Frodo Baggins.
That's great.
I wonder if he made it to...
I don't know. That is awesome. Frodo.
I'm sorry. We just have a real thing
yeah.
about that guy.
Well, it's not so much that, but...
if he had as many demons in him as he says, he would probably be blown up by now.
Be nice.
Every paranormal investigator that I know can't stand him.
Yeah.
He's such an egomaniac.
Well, here's the problem. Some of these shows are great, you know. What's that guy's name? He's doing the Ghost Hunters now. Not Jason, but Grant.
Grant. I love Grant.
Okay.
I mean, Grant's awesome. There was some stuff where he walked away from the other Ghost Hunter show. Because
we don't know why.
We don't know why.
Really,
I have my suspicions. And whenever that guy tells me he's experienced something, I have a tendency to really believe him.
Because he does it the right way.
And anybody else, you know, that's the thing about TVs and TV shows and ratings. If your ratings starting to slip, it's easy to say, hey, did you hear that or did you see that? And nobody's got to see it or hear it. You.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are the paranormal god.
And there again, I'm not saying that, but you know, it's easy to do.
I'm not talking about their show.
So,
I'm just talking about that's the way people can see these people on TV is that they're gods. You know, that they know everything.
If they're there to help people, if they're there to help the ghost, fantastic. If they're there to boost the ratings, get out. I have no use for you.
Just give them the razzle.
Okay.
Not them.
Oh, not
we never
them.
Give them the raspberry.
Oh,
oh, you mean other ghost shows?
Yeah.
All I have is a raspberry one.
You know, I wish the people... See, that's what part of our book's going to be about, too, is trying to explain that it doesn't matter who you are. We all put our pants on the same way.
Yeah.
Just because you're in the paranormal and you've got a show or you've got a really popular broadcast or whatever does not make you the king of the world, you know?
Fame in this business is fleeting.
It's very fleeting. You're there and then you're not.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, we could, you guys, this show is great because you talk about a lot of stuff. I like that.
Yeah, me too. So. Anybody seen any aliens yet? Because I was just wondering.
Shut up. He talks so much. I mean, so please, interrupt and ask to us.
I love the variety. That's awesome.
That's because I'm a stoner and all my shit's just mixed out there anyway, so that's good.
That's okay.
Puff, puff, pass, baby. You know what I'm saying? we're in Washington. It's cool here, man. It's all legal.
Excuse me.
Go to the store here just like you're buying a 6-pack of beer. It's no problem at all.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
See that?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't legal out in Arizona, but it wasn't frowned upon either, so.
Right.
It's crazy here nowadays.
That's another movement. That's another movement that will be nationwide here, I predict, by next year. So they got to have something to replace the funds that have been spent. And I can't think of any other way that makes more sense to me than to legalize pot. Is going to be a $1 billion industry.
On the federal level.
Yeah.
All the states will follow suit.
Yeah, yeah.
We have pot shops like on almost every corner here in Pittsfield. Like
you guys are making me jealous right now. Okay, I don't have pot shops. I got a guy. That's it.
And they're building more every day. They
got them all. The
yeah.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, you can get anything.
I laugh at that, but I remember not too long ago I had a guy too, and that was the only way he could do it. And he's dead now. That would be real hard.
I tell you, the first few weeks of being able to walk into a store and buy that
was
really weird because, you know, especially for us because since we were teenagers, it was illegal.
I remember
so.
The first time I went in, I bought an eighth, right, and I came back out.
And he was looking all
around. And I had it in my pocket, and I am looking for the cops.
Yeah.
Just knowing they're going to arrest me when I get in my car.
Right, you're like, this is too good to be true. What's going on right now? It's a setup, like a sense of it.
Yeah.
So how much does an ace go for out that way?
Yeah.
It
just
20.
Which store you go to?
15, 20. You can get it. That's the low ball, 15, 20. And then you go up to the top shelf, you know, 40, 50.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's some really good stuff.
It depends on if you want to walk after you smoke a joint or not.
Yeah.
Well,
Dan.
Now you guys made me want to go smoke a joint right now.
Yeah. Well, what do you say? Russ is on. He's got a pen. He uses a lot of cannabis oil.
Right.
Paint and back and stuff.
But I had to quit smoking, and they were worried. They were a little concerned. They were going to put me on a patch, and I didn't want a patch. And well, they were concerned about the stress that stopping smoking would put on my heart. Because, I mean, I like smoke. And so I told him, I said, well, I use the cannabis oil pens. And he goes, oh, shit, perfect. So I get high under doctor's orders, strict fucking doctor's orders, let me know.
Damn.
Jeez.
Don't have a heart attack to do it, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to have a heart attack, but I want the doctor's orders telling me I can smoke pot.
Yeah.
Is it
medical? Any good?
Nothing in Tennessee yet.
Well, it's okay in Illinois.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're only one state away.
Dude, why don't you go to Illinois and take
the closest thing we have out here is those hemp oils and stuff that you can buy at, like, the gas stations. But they had some gummy bear ones. I tried them. They didn't really do anything. So I don't know if it's because I smoked so much pot that they just didn't affect me. Or
how far are you from the Illinois border?
I'm not quite sure. Probably a few hours or so.
Are you on the east side of Tennessee?
I live the next town. I live about 15 minutes from Paris.
Oh.
That's on the west end of Tennessee, right?
I think so. I smoke a lot of weed. I'm bad with directions. You got to tell me, like, next to the McDonald's or something.
Oh,
yeah, he's more towards the bottom end over here. I know where he's at. He's a little bit – he's not real – I'd say you're about 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours away from Illinois.
Okay, we are going to try and make a trip back to Illinois this summer sometime. And
I'll bring you something.
If we do, we'll just like meet at the border or something.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
And then maybe we can go find some place to poop you out or something.
I'll send you a text, man. I'll say, hey, man, I'm on my way.
And I'll be like, Dave's right here right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Oh my God, this is awesome.
That came out when we were little.
Hey, I grew up on Cheech and Chong. You know? I got a Cheech and Chong shirt sitting over here.
Right
I got
on.
Up and smoked it. I'm looking right at it right now.
Oh my God.
I didn't like any of the Cheech movies after they like split up and all that shit. And the third one was kind of iffy, but you know.
Yeah,
no, it wasn't any good. Now, Born in East L.A. was all right. That was a pretty good one. But...
Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, that was pretty good. But those guys, they ended up having arguments, and they had to move apart.
Well, Cheech, he didn't want to be the dumb Mexican, you know, and all that stuff, and he wanted to be a more serious actor, and Tommy Chong wanted to take their act all the way. He's still,
right.
You know, Tommy Chong, he's a... He grows weed in, I think, California or Colorado, and he's got quite a side business with pipes and herb and
I was about to say, I don't know if he's still doing the bongs or not, because he got arrested for that, like...
Oh, yeah, he's still working. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're all over the internet.
Okay. I know back then it was more frowned upon, and I know that's he got arrested during when he was doing that 70s show, so I think that's why they wrote him off the stage a little bit.
Being 2020, opinions have changed. The scientific studies show there's so many benefits to it that it far outweighs the cons.
Right.
The alcohol industry. They don't like it. It cuts into their business. Pharmaceutical companies don't like it. It cuts into their business. That's the reason the American people hasn't seen it legalized yet. That's all.
Right.
I told them to.
I can get going for hours.
Russ can talk about this shit for hours. So.
Yeah. We're going to have you guys come back on again, and we'll talk some more about it. We got about 2 minutes left of the show. And I just want to say thank you guys for coming on. You guys were our first guest, and you guys have been our guests on our 50th episode, so that's awesome. And maybe when we do 50 more, you guys can come on a few more times in between.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Well, I'll send you guys messages, and you can decide who wants to come on first, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, ready, Sherry? Paper, rock, scissors. Paper, rock, scissors, Dakota wins. So I'm first, I guess.
Okay, so what we want to do is we'll go live, and you guys – it's going to be on our page, and then once you connect to the live feed, we just bring you on from there. It's real easy, but you have to be on a phone.
But remember what the lifeguard said, enter the pool at your own risk.
Yeah. So we'll
definitely
down. Stuff.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you so much for coming on to the show. It was really fun, and... You know, it's great hearing from the both of you again. I look forward to doing these things in the future.
Yeah? Oh, good. Keep inviting us. We'll come on.
Keep in touch.
Oh, how are you?
We are coming to the East Coast.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to tell everybody about my new movement I started. I'm trying to get Ric Flair voted for president, so if anybody wants to join in on that, just jump right in. It's awesome. He's going to woo and chop his way to victory.
Okay.
All right, but he's running against this competition because I've already nominated Dan Norvell for the American Party.
There you go.
All right, guys.
You guys got about 10 seconds left, so
thank you guys once again for coming on. Let's see. It's been an awesome 50th episode. Yaddy, 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 blah, blah, blah. Sherry, anything you want to add?
I just want to say good luck with your book, and please keep us informed. We'd love to have you on to talk about that as well again. Let's help you get that out there.
Yeah, I will. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you to all of our listeners. I hope everyone had a great time. Dakota, congratulations on our 50th episode, and I hope everyone has a great weekend.
And before I hang up, everybody, tune in, I don't know, sometime this week. We'll do another episode, and it'll be awesome because we're an hour now. So, yeah. Hear that, Denmark? We're an hour now. Tell your friends.